research on a new food safety indicator. We're visiting today with Sundaram Gunasekaran, Department of Biological Systems Engineering, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon. Sundaram, please describe the research project you're working on.
We are developing a tag or a label, if you will indicate the safety and quality of foods. Use by date indication is not necessarily accurate because the foods have been subjected to different thermal history that may have compromised its quality and safety.
Explain what thermal history means.
Let us say if you have milk in your refrigerator, you take it out, leave it on the counter, and stick it back in the refrigerator. But when you took it out and left it outside on the counter, you are subjecting the milk to conditions that are not supposed to be. All these temperature changes during the food storage and handling can adversely affect and support microbial growth if the time temperature exceeds certain critical conditions.
Can you tell us what this may look like on a food?
You can think of this as a little stick-on labels that will indicate a color. If the food has gone through an expected temperature history, storage history, then the colors will match. If the colors are different, that means the food has been subjected to conditions that are not safe for its long-term consumption.
Could you walk us through the cycle?
There is a number of different temperatures involved. Manufacturing conditions, transportation, storage, handling, display counters, so on and so forth. And also further exacerbated how the consumers may use it at their homes because they may not follow the same conditions that the foods are supposed to be stored and handled. And all these temperature histories have an effect on the safety and quality of the foods. What we want to do is to provide a tag that would continually monitor the overall thermal history.
Can you describe how this works?
We use gold nanoparticle of all things, and the gold nanoparticles change its color. So the tags that we're talking about are what we call nanoreactors. And with time and temperature, the particle size and shape change. And with that, the color of these tags continue to change. So the color of the nanoparticle system is then comparable to the time and temperature history of the foods.
Sundaram, when might this appear in stores?
So I'm thinking maybe 3 to 5 years.
We've been visiting today with Sundaram Gunasekaran, University of Wisconsin-Madison in the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.